here with John Oman with Heartland Commodities and Securities at Elbow Lake, Minnesota. And John, it's been a challenging year, as we've been discussing. It's been a tough year, and I think a lot of producers are wondering, what they should be doing with this crop. The crop is wet, and they're trying to get it dry. And obviously, we know that it is some low test weight corn out there as well. I guess, visit with me in regards to what you see as being a beneficial marketing plan right now for producers.
Well, 2019, that's sitting in the bins. You know, one of the things we're talking about is guys that have it stored simply because they're waiting for the price to go up. And in fact, if they're properly hedged in the way that we look at, that I look at it, the question is, are they better off just selling it, taking the cash? And, you know, one of the alternatives is simply buying it on the board. But the fact of the matter is, I think you really got to take a look at how much revenue do you really want to see out of the crop that's in storage. You know, relative to 2020, I think what's going on right now is guys are trying to figure out, you know, how many acres of corn that they want to plant versus acres of beans. Right now, we're with where the price of corn is, you know, at least out here, we're looking at making money in corn and losing money in beans. So then the question is, can you plant more corn? And a lot of the questions there are, it boils down to the operation. So, you know, I think, Sarah, the fact of the matter is, no matter what they end up doing, the market is what the market is today, relative to the price on the board. And that's how everybody establishes the price. So once you know what the price is on the board, you're establishing a baseline in your revenue. And then the next question is, can you live with that baseline? Let's come up with a strategy. If you can't, that's a different strategy.
One of those things I found really interesting was that three-point corn 2020 marketing hedge. Visit with me a little bit about this that Heartland Commodities and Securities has come out with.
Well, basically, it's utilizing options, the dynamic use of options on corn futures, and developing a strategy that was going to give you a floor, but on the other side of the coin, having a strategy that will still allow you to participate in a positive movement. And it's the three-point hedge is basically writing calls, buying out of the money calls, and buying puts together in an aggregate position, establishing what your parameters are, and then let the market make the next move. So through the use of options, we can really define what the floor is going to be, what the impact's going to be on cash flow. And also, if that rally does come, are they going to be able to participate in the rally, and at what extent?
For a producer out there who, let's say they've basically done nearly no marketing or nothing with this 2019 wet corn crop that we have, it's sitting in the bin, they're trying to get it dried down. What would be your words of advice to them? Where would be a good starting point? I think everybody wants to get rich quick, obviously. We're always watching the board, wanting to sell at the high, but we know that that's not reality.
I think, first of all, take a look at what your expense is in keeping it in storage. I know a lot of it is being stored at a local elevator where, I don't know, the cost is maybe 5 cents a month. You know, sell the corn to get your cash from the elevator, pay down your debt, and if you want, isolate, you know, 5 to 10 cents a bushel and buy, you know, some July or even, you know, September calls. Then you're going to participate if it does come, and if it doesn't come, you've already got that expense built in. But in the meantime, you're getting your cash.
Thanks, John, for joining us once again. That's John Oman of Elbow Lake, Minnesota, with Heartland Commodities and Securities. I'm Farm and Ranch Director Sarah Heinrich.